Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Arriving on Cultaholic Island, ahead of Impact Wrestling's UK Invasion Tour, we are honoured to be welcoming the virtuosa Deonna Purrazzo to Cultaholic. How are you doing, Deonna?
I'm good. How are you?
We are all good here. UK tour on the way. Glasgow, Newcastle, two nights in sunny Coventry. Do you have a favourite memory? It has to not necessarily wrestling. It can be non-wrestling of our green and pleasant lands, Deonna.
You know what? I spent a lot of time in Portsmouth and Southsea when I was in England. It's just being there. And one of my very best friends, Zoe Lucas, lives down there. I spent a lot of time with her. She's the person who kind of took me up to London and do all the sightseeing and things like that. So I feel like there's just like a lot of like good memories with her while I'm in England.
I know you're a big fan of fried food, and we do that quite well over here. Is there a particular dish that you're looking forward to eating when you're in the UK?
Fish and chips is always best when you're in the UK.
Especially in Portsmouth as well. Like, a Pompey fish and chips is fantastic.
Yeah. And is Brighton the place that you're like supposed to have them?
I mean, you can have them anywhere. I don't think you get you don't get put in the tower or anything if you don't have them there. Everywhere does their own version of them. I know the West Midlands do like orange chips because they're extra fried. They're as healthy as being hit by a car. But Newcastle has its own special trends and foods and stuff which you're going to fall in love with. And what's lovely is that this is a chance for you to test out your new BA. You're a Bachelor of Arts now in history. And
yes.
Is there something about the history side of the UK that you're looking to take in, if you have time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, going and doing all the sightseeing in London was so fun. Just like as a bucket list thing, I think most people have is like to go to London and see Buckingham Palace and do all that kind of stuff. But now I have such a different perspective on things. So I'd love to go back and redo all of those things with some of the things I've learned through my studies. But, you know, I just think what I was saying to Steve the other day, like I've been to Newcastle and there was an indie show there that a friend was on and I just kind of traveled with them. And just everything in England is so old and, you know, it's been there for hundreds and thousands of years. And like just that feeling of like it's old and it looks old and like you're walking on these cobblestone roads, like that is what I love. Like I get giddy about it. I'm like, this has been here forever, longer than time, you know? And I appreciate that so much.
Well, we're based in Newcastle upon Tyne here at Cultaholic. So we're excited to hear you and Steve having the love for Newcastle. This is something you might not have had in your history BA before we get into your three matches. I want to test you on some Newcastle slang, some Geordie slang.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try.
Here we go. Okay, so if a Geordie, someone from Newcastle, was to come up to you and say, "Why I man?" What do you think "Why I man" would mean?
Does that mean like, how are you?
It means yes, of course.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you were if somebody was to describe you as canny, as she's proper canny, what do you think canny would mean?
I want to say funny, but I don't think that's right.
You're not a million miles. If you're proper canny, like, you're good, you're nice, or you're pleasant.
Okay.
This one might be more in the vein of Diana Perrazzo. If somebody was to describe you as Raji, what do you think Raji might mean?
Oh, bitchy.
Bitchy, aggressive.
Okay.
Bit of a nasty person.
Yeah,
she's proper Raji, like, is you'll hear when you come to Newcastle people saying that Diana Perrazzo, she's proper Raji, like. So, and then when they say that, you know what it means. You're armed and ready to go. Now,
yes, I am.
Before we get into
the compliment.
Hey, it's the greatest compliment. If a Geordie's talking to you, it's already a compliment. Before we get you to the UK, we've got to choose three matches for you to watch that you would watch whilst metaphorically stranded on a desert island, DR.
Yeah.
So let's talk through them. What would you like your first match to be?
My first one is Fall Brawl 97. It's Eddie Guerrero versus Chris Jericho. I don't know why. That's just like always been one favorite match I've always had. I could go back and watch it a million times. So I'd have to take that one with me.
You cite Eddie Guerrero and Chris Jericho as influences for your style, that WCW Cruiserweight division. Can you remember the first time that you saw them in action and they blew your mind?
Yeah, I think it was just the hybrid style of, like, they can do so much technical wrestling, but they can also do the high flying and the lucha. You had someone like Dean Malenko who's doing all the power moves as well. And it was just this crazy combination of all of those three things. And I think young Deanna couldn't really appreciate it, but me now, you know, 10, 11 years removed, can appreciate the fact that I think women's wrestlers more specifically, but wrestlers in general, get kind of pigeonholed into you are this or you are that, or you have to be a technical wrestler, you have to be a powerhouse. But that division, that WCW Cruiserweight division, could be all of those things. And I think that while it was appreciated then, it defined the style now. And I just love to go back and watch it.
So you were 8 years old when you started getting into the world of wrestling. Had wrestling not come along for you in the way that it has, where would Diana Perrazzo be? What would she be doing?
Gosh, I don't know. I think I planned my whole life to be a wrestler. So I don't know. There wasn't any other thing that I ever was like, this is what I'm going to do with my life. And, you know, now I have a history degree and I taught preschool before wrestling became full-time, and I think, you know, when I'm not wrestling, I'd love to go back and teach again or something like that. But there was only one job ever for me, and that was to become a professional wrestler.
Laser focused on that, and the Cruiserweights of WCW inspired that. What about your second match for your desert island, Deanna?
It's going to be a Bret versus Owen at WrestleMania 10. I feel like that needs no explanation.
Really? So when would you have watched this for the very first time?
Gosh, I don't know. But once I was wrestling, for sure.
So it would have been something that you would have caught up on as you were getting into the throes of wrestling.
Yeah, I started watching wrestling like 2002, 2003, I think, like around that time frame. So, you know, like, that was way before my time. So once I started wrestling 2012, early 2013, and my trainer just made such a big deal about studying, and would always still to this day sends me matches to watch, old school tag wrestling, you know, WrestleMania, you know, like stuff from NWA. If I'm like, hey, I'm in a Texas death match, you know, and he's like, cool, watch this and watch that. So that kind of was ingrained in me to just go back and do your research and learn your craft, especially the stuff before your time.
So starting your training with D2W, but you've been lucky enough to be through so many different trainers and systems. And I know you were part of the NXT and the Performance Center. In fact, fellow UK guy, Norman Smiley, you have said was one of your favorite coaches that you've had. What's a piece of advice that Norman Smiley gave you that sticks with you to this very day?
Norman was so focused on getting us to talk in the ring and to communicate in the ring and just kind of like relax while you're in there. And I think that that's something I've always taken with me, is to be able to communicate to my opponent and just like this is where I can control everything. Everything, this is, I mean, the ring is my happy place. There's nothing that could go wrong here because all the people I've gotten to train with and bits and pieces I got to take from them. So I just try to stay as relaxed as possible and communicate to everybody what I need from them to do for me while I'm in the ring. And that's something that was really, really honed in on during the PC with Norman.
The ring being your happy place meant that some really important people in your life away from the ring you found through wrestling. One of those being Steve Macklin, who we mentioned just then. Don't mind me asking, how's Steve doing? I know he's on the bench at the moment. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's good. He just saw the doctor yesterday and got some good news. So he's on the way up. He's on his way to a return. I don't know when that will be, but he's on the up and up.
That's amazing to hear. Another one is one of your best friends, Chelsea Green, who is who since she left your side in Impact, and it's through incidents and accidents and such, but she's been churning through tag partners lately, like they're going out of fashion by accident.
That's because she doesn't have her real life tag partner.
is that something when you text? Does this bit of banter come up where it's?
I feel like Chelsea is the queen of like bad luck. Right? Like, you know, when she debuted on SmackDown, broke her wrist again, like was wrestling on the indies after she got released with a broken arm. You know what I mean? She debuted in Impact with like, should I be wrestling on my arm? She just like makes it work and takes the bad and figures it out for herself. And she's being herself and she's happy. And as her best friend, that's all I want. I want her to be happy.
What's the last text message you guys had with each other? What's the last call? Text.
We were talking about Raw last night, and I had texted her, and I was like, love the pre-tape. You know, Piper came in and said, I'm your tag partner now. And like I said, she just makes it happen, regardless of what the situation is. Like, and her personality is showing through. And I think that's, again, what's so unique is, like, I'm the wrestler, right? I love the wrestling, but Chelsea's the character. And she can pull that out of anyone. And I think this turn in WWE, she's really got to, like, be herself and be the hot mess, the Karen, the Chelsea Green we know her for, and that's what's made her thrive.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
You've been breaking incredible ground in Impact Wrestling over your run here. One of the longest reigns of knockout title history, headlining pay-per-views with the Impact Knockouts Championship, Queen of the Mountain match, the first Texas Death match for the Knockouts women's title. What is there still to do? What mountains are there still to climb for you, big or small?
I think that, and this is always my answer when I get asked that question, it's just continuing to elevate the Knockouts division to main event status. And I think that we've seen, you know, again, me and Mickey main event the first pay-per-view for the Knockouts World Championship. And then Mickey and Jordan did that. And then Jordan and I did that. But, you know, 3 years in a 20-plus long company history, three times in 20 plus years is not enough for me. I want our women's division, our Knockouts division, to consistently be talked about, to be in that spot and then given that spot. And not just because we're women and because women's empowerment, but because we're telling stories that warrant that position. And, you know, people are invested in what we've done enough to give us that main event spot. And I think that's what my goals are. My goals are to like get in the ring with whoever it is and have them elevate me and me elevate them to be like, hey, this could be the main event of our next big pay-per-view.
One of those goals is to do big things in Japan as well. I know you've done Japan, but I know you always cite it as something that's important to you. Both you and Giselle Shaw have thrown down challenges to Julia for yeah. Multiverse United. Talk to us a little bit about what it would mean to step in there with a competitor the caliber of Julia.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And when I was told there was potential to do this, it was like, absolutely. That's someone I need to wrestle. And it's someone that has, when fans talk about a dream match, has consistently popped up over the last few years. And I just think it's cool to see that our paths have never crossed, but we've been in so many similar places. Me in Japan, her coming to the States, and winning a championship in Japan is something that eluded me up until now. So I get the opportunity to compete for the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. That's something I want to check off my list of things I've always wanted to do. I never got to win a championship in Stardom, and now I have the possibility to from one of the top competitors there. It's like the perfect mix for me.
Throw this out there because forbidden doors are being opened left, right and center in the world of wrestling right now. We saw at the start of the year Mickie James as Impact Knockouts champion representing in the Royal Rumble for WWE, mm-hmm. which is an unreal sight. Out of interest, knowing that that's a system that you've been through and now you're making incredible new future, present and future for the Knockouts division, if such an offer came your way, would it be something you'd consider?
I don't want to say no, and I want to say yes, but I also think that, you know, it's kind of the circumstance of it. I think I'm in a place where I've done a lot of partial rehabilitation to my career in the last 3 years. I've been able to like turn the tide of what people say about me and the conversations I'm in and, you know, cement my place in history. And unfortunately, my first time in NXT and WWE did a lot of damage to that. And so I think for me, it's more being cautious about maybe the situation I would be put in or something like that. But I don't want to take it off the table because it is WWE. And you know, as a kid, I didn't know any other wrestling. My dream was to become a WWE superstar. And my dream has evolved many times over during my career. But I think at the end of the day, it's always like, that's something I'm going to want to hold on to and want to say yes to. But I need to learn from my mistakes and do it differently if I was going to.
Multiverse United's around the corner. We've got the UK Invasion Tour and tickets are on sale now to come and be a part of the UK Invasion. We can't wait to see you here in the UK. Glasgow, Newcastle, two nights in Coventry. Not only that, but Bound for Glory is on the horizon. There are so many plates being spun right now by Impact. Yeah. What is the temperature like in the locker room at the moment? Because from the outside looking in, this feels like a really exciting time.
Yeah, and I think we all feel that. I think that everyone is excited to get back to the UK. It's been years since I've been to the UK personally, but since Impact as a company has been to the UK. I think I saw something that said like 8 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a really long time. And, you know, on top of that, we just did an Australia tour that was phenomenal. As the group of us, we're so tight knit and we all had so much fun together doing that. So I think that there's a lot of like excitement to maybe have a bigger group with us and do 4 shows in the UK and just have fun. You know, at the end of the day, like I think our entire locker room appreciates the wrestling side of it. And I think I speak for everybody when I say put on the best product every single week at Impact Wrestling. But to be able to bring that on the road and have people who haven't seen us before or haven't been to a UK show before with Impact Wrestling get the opportunity to do that off the heels of doing something like the Australia Down Under Tour, we're all very excited.
All that I mentioned, I didn't even mention Impact 1000. Before we get to your third and final match, with TNA legends like The Beautiful People and Awesome Kong and Gail Kim getting involved in the 1000th episode of Impact. If we could wind the clock back, Diana, and you could take on a TNA legend of the Knockouts division or otherwise, would there be somebody you'd like to be in there with?
Yeah, it's Gail Kim, for sure. You know, and I've said this before too, and I truly like in my heart feel that I put so much pressure on myself because Gail is agenting and producing, and she's behind the scenes with us, all of us girls. And this, the Knockouts division is her baby. She grew this from nothing into what it is today. So I think that subconsciously I do all my work to make her proud. She's like, you know, my wrestling mom. Like, I want to come back and Gail be like, hell yeah, that was awesome. Or if she's not, fix it so next time she can be that way. And I think that, you know, Gail has held the championship for a record like 700 and some odd days. I'm second under her, 500 and some odd days. Like, it's kind of like the OG versus the new GOAT. You know what I mean? There's a lot of crossover there. And yeah, hands down, it would be Gail Kim.
Okay, your third and final match. We've had the celebration of the Cruiserweights in WCW. We've had the Battle of the Hart Family at WrestleMania. What's your third and final match, Deanna?
My third and final match is actually going to be one of my own matches. It's going to be myself versus Jordynne Grace at Slammiversary 2020.
Yes! It's nice when people pick their own matches. Not many people do.
When I saw I could pick my own, I was like, that's the one. If I'm going to pick one of my own, that's it.
Going into that match, were you aware and did you feel the pressure of what you guys were going to do, headlining the show and making history that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And then there was added pressure again of I just left NXT. I was in a weird personal and professional space anyway. I wasn't sure where I was going to land, if I was even going to wrestle anymore, you know, 2 months before that. And now here I am about to compete for the Knockouts World Championship against one of my toughest opponents ever. Because Jordynne and I had been in the ring prior to that so often, up in New England, wrestling each other all the time. So I knew, like, she's going to beat me up and this is going to be a hard fought match. And hopefully I get to become the Knockouts World Champion. And I think that I felt a lot of pressure in terms of, like, I put the world on notice that I wasn't treated right in, you know, in NXT. I felt I had more to offer. And now I'm getting the opportunity to offer that. And Impact's giving me a chance to rewrite my own history and do things the right way. And that all culminated in that match. I mean, I think for me, who loves pure wrestling, I think that was pure women's wrestling for 18 minutes. And the story we told, and I just wish there were fans. That's the only thing I hate about it, that there was no one in the arena to enjoy it. But it was perfection, absolute perfection to me. And we'll unfortunately never be able to replicate. And we've tried over and over and over again. But yeah, it was a culmination of there was pressure, there was excitement. It was my first world championship. And I'm proving everybody wrong. And I did that. And Jordynne and I did that.
A BA in history and you're rewriting your own. We can't wait to see you do that all again. In the UK, tickets on sale now for the Impact Wrestling UK Invasion. Glasgow, Newcastle, two nights in Coventry. We can't wait to see you there, Deanna. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholic Island for Desert Island Graps. We'll keep the fish and chips warm for you.
Thank you so much.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.